Blog Talk Radio.
January is always a good time to reset your course in life to make sure that you are traveling in the right direction. Years ago, I was taught how to create a vision statement to ensure that my path in life would take me far into the future. Today, we'll talk about what it takes to create a vision statement for your life, one that will set your path and make you stretch far beyond what you have ever imagined for yourself, your family, and those around you. What is a vision? How can you start a vision statement for yourself? What is the benefit of creating a vision statement? We'll discuss the details during today's program, where you can restart, rebuild, and recheck your trajectory far into the future. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and welcome to 2018. Happy New Year to everyone. I hope that you had a joyous, a wonderful, a reflective, a quiet, a relaxing, a lazy, a provocative, a really joyful 2017 holiday season as we now are in 2018. Thank you so much. We've been off the air for a couple of weeks. I have been out and about, out of the country, back in the country, and I'm now here in downtown Boston at a Westin hotel. I have lots of things to do today, some meetings, some inaugural swearing-ins to do this afternoon, and so I thought I'd stop by and just broadcast the show here. That's the beauty of this wonderful radio network where you can broadcast anywhere you want in the world. So today we are going to talk about vision, and I'll give you the backdrop of why I get really excited about January and why I know that setting this up really has made a big, big difference in terms of where I've gone and where I am still going to be going in the future. Probably 22 or so, 23, 24 years ago, at my church, introduced to the whole concept of mission statements and vision statements. Now, I had known about them from my business activities, having worked for a very large company, and we were very close at hand in terms of getting our vision statements together for our product line. So I knew about that, and I certainly knew about it when it comes to businesses and organizations having an actual mission statement. But to transfer it to your own personal life is a little different. It's a different process, but one that is equally as impactful. So again, 22, 25 years ago, introduced to that, and then taught how to systematically use a vision statement and a mission statement for your personal life. Now, let me differentiate. Probably in another session, we'll talk about setting up a mission statement for yourself. A mission statement talks about where you are now, what you are currently doing now, what your activities are now, what your achievements are now, how you identify yourself, and since branding is so important, what your particular brand happens to be. So when you are addressing a mission statement, in my case, you could probably say that Carol Copeland Thomas is a content provider using various platforms to deliver her messages regarding diversity, multiculturalism, inclusion, and leadership. So that would encompass what I'm doing now and the fact that I'm a content provider, this being content. This radio program is content. It's being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and it can be repurposed elsewhere. So that's what I currently do as someone who focuses a lot of my activities on diversity, inclusion, and leadership issues. So mission statements deal with what is. A vision statement deals with what can be, what you want to have happen, and what can possibly happen in the future. And I've actually written about it in two of my books that I've written. George Barna is a wonderful person. I would look him up, B-A-R-N-A, George Barna, because he has done an awful lot of work on vision statements and the importance of creating a vision statement for an organization. His work is largely faith-based, but again, all of this can be transferred to your personal life. And when you're even talking about, I remember years ago, SWOT was very popular, and it's still very popular. That's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Well, that whole concept really comes from the military and from an Army strategic procedure that then has been transferred over into corporate America, and it's used very heavily when it comes to marketing campaigns and the like. So you can borrow and transfer a lot of these concepts. They don't have to originate from personal development. They come from other places. And the same thing holds true with a vision statement. So you know what a mission statement is now. When you're talking about a vision statement, you are talking about something in the future that causes you to stretch. It is a clear mental picture of a destination in the future. So it's something that you're going to work on. It's something where it's going to take you a while to get there, and you may never get there. You may spend the rest of your life trying to achieve and reach that particular goal. So I think the best kind of vision statement is one where you are continuously working on it, tweaking it, and pulling yourself into a position where your strengths, your skill sets, your insight, your maturity, all those mistakes you've made, you've learned from them, and you have used all of that to push yourself forward. So a vision statement is always looking forward. It is always something in the future. It can be a clear mental picture of what's going to take place in the future. You may not ever reach there in particular. It may take you quite some time to get there, but it's one that is ultimately an achievable goal somewhere in the future. Now, you use futuristic language with vision statements. Let me contrast. When I mentioned earlier about a mission statement, the present tense, dealing with what you are right now, who you are, I said that I, Carol Copeland Thomas, I am a content provider using various platforms to deliver my messages of diversity, multiculturalism, inclusion, and leadership issues. So it's telling you, the listener, exactly what I'm doing now, how I'm obviously making a living, but also who I am as a person. So it uses present tense verbiage. Carol Copeland Thomas is, etc. When you are dealing with a vision statement, the verbs change and they become futuristic. So you would use will, handle, intends to be. Again, looking at verbs that will stretch you and move you more in a forward direction. I'm going to share with you what my vision statement is and the backdrop of it and why it's lasted so long. It certainly has. A vision statement is one that can hit you over the head and stick with you, which is probably what happened with me. But again, years of preparation, understanding what a vision statement happens to be. For you, it may take you a while, so don't get alarmed. It may take you a shorter amount of time to create a mission statement. That may take you a couple of hours, maybe a day, perhaps a week or so, when you finally tweak it and get it right. And a mission statement can definitely shift and change much more regularly than a vision statement. Ideally so, a vision statement will last quite some time, if not indefinitely, whereas a mission statement based on what you're doing now and who you are can certainly shift and change. So you may be working for a large corporation right now today, and you have a certain vision statement, mission statement, that fits your needs for today. That's the mission statement for you in 2018. Next year, this same time, you may have retired, or you've moved to a different, completely different career path, or maybe you've moved out of the country, or something radically has changed where the mission statement that worked for you now in 2018 is no longer relevant or current. Probably 25 years ago or so, when I was much less dependent on technology, and now I'm very wired, very connected to technology, talking about a content provider would have been very foreign for me because I was basically a speaker and a trainer. But now, with the kind of work that I'm doing, a lot of it online, content provider makes a lot of sense. So again, where I was two decades ago does not speak to who I am now and the audiences that I serve now. So the language that you use, the present tense language that you use with a mission statement is very different. And again, the mission statement language can change, can be modified, can completely pivot on its head just based on the kind of work that you're doing or the retirement lifestyle that you're living right now, or that you finally found that job or that you finally transitioned into the right job. Whatever the change happens to be will be reflective in the mission statement that you compile for yourself and create for yourself. A vision statement is much more long-term and can probably serve you for a longer period of time, especially if it's carefully written in a way that will really stretch you. The whole point is to stretch you. That's the important point. So I created my vision statement 20 years ago this month, in January of 1988, 20 years ago. A very rocky and tumultuous time in my life, very much so. My son had passed away 6 months earlier, tragically, and I was still coming to grips with that. My mother, 4 months after his death, became very ill and never fully recovered. And in January of 1998, she suffered an amputation because of complications of diabetes and the virus and bacterial issues that just wouldn't go away with her. So I found myself in my minivan driving back and forth between Boston and Detroit every couple of weeks. And that went on for several months. So in terms of where I was business-wise, the kind of work that I was doing, very, very different place than I had been 6 months earlier, and certainly very different in terms of the emotional stability 6 months earlier. But interestingly, and this is what is so amazing, through all of that, and I remember the time period and just sort of not wanting the phone to ring because not knowing how my mother was doing, whether something else was going on, and it was that level of dread that was menacing, should I say, when it comes to phone contact with family members and certainly all the road travel that I was doing from that point on until May, when ultimately my mother did pass away. But in January of 1998, I remember it very clearly when it was Vision Month and having the vision statement that just sort of poured out of me, absolutely poured out of me. And that vision statement, ironically, never changed, is still as current today as it was 20 years ago. Now, that probably is a little unusual because I'm sure that with other people, your vision statement may change, it may modify, again, based on the lifestyle that you're leading or the kind of activities that you have or the chapter that you're in your life. But certainly for me, it has stayed the same. And again, this came pouring out of me. And remember, I mentioned earlier that this is all futuristic. This is all a clear mental picture of where you are, a destination in the future. So my statement read, as it still reads, Carol Copeland Thomas will capture the essence of the human spirit by delivering messages of hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith to people throughout the world. But when I wrote that down, it almost scared me to death because I had been all around the world. I had been to certain places, but I had not been to the kind of places I had wanted to go to. My circumstances obviously were very tenuous because, again, the health challenges of my mother, the trauma of losing my son, just lots of things were very tenuous, very sensitive, and very emotional. But in many ways, that's when your best work comes out, when things are chaotic, emotional, unstable, and you're in a quandary. And through that can come brilliance, absolute brilliance. We need to keep that in mind when we look at the world that we live in now and the kinds of issues that we face, both socially, economically, politically, et cetera. So when I wrote that down, there were many places I had not gone. And certainly the work that I was doing as a speaker and a trainer was very appropriate, so I could see that. But the words, the way the words were connected, even the word interconnection, purpose, clearly, the courage piece, the faith, and the hope, all of these words, very potent, and they could literally stand on their own, but working together really gave me and articulated a very powerful vision statement that is timeless, literally timeless, but very descriptive of the kind of person that I was becoming and moving into. So I fast forward now these 20 years later, and there are several countries and continents I can add to my list of travel and the work that I have done and the work that I am doing. And I attribute part of that to having this vision statement that has been a directive and a path in my life, one that is timeless, one that was as important a few years ago as it is now. And that, to me, represents the power of developing this kind of statement. Now, this kind of statement is not going to shield you from some of the issues you have to face and the problems. That's another show altogether. But when you're talking about figuring out the pathway forward for your life and who you stand for and the principles in which you operate, this is the power of a vision statement. It is also very powerful because it can be expanded where you can actually have a family vision statement. I attempted that years ago when my children were smaller, but I would encourage you to look at ways where you can develop a personal vision statement, and each one of your family members can have a vision statement, and your respective family collectively can have a vision statement, so that all times, especially when times are tough, when times are hard, you have your ups, you have your downs, but you can always fall back on a strong statement of your ultimate purpose and direction in life. And when you look at it that way, it is worth sitting down when you have a quiet moment, even if it's in your restroom, your bathroom, when the kids are asleep or whatever, or if you're on an airplane, or if you're in your automobile, or if you're on the subway and you've got your earbuds in, whatever it takes just to still you and to have you to go into a personal level of introspection, this is when a vision statement can be birthed. And I really think it is a birthing process. You can write words down, but I think there has to be something that comes out of you, something that is pulled out of you that will provide the everlasting impact and the effect that it needs to have. And as I mentioned, in January of 1998, extremely, I was upside down with emotions. So the tranquility, and again, it just depends on your set of circumstances. You may find that in the level of bliss that you're in with your life, that's when the statement can be birthed. Or maybe if there is a little turbulence or trouble or something that just happened where it just has you spinning on your heels, whatever the circumstances, there is a powerful vision statement that can be pulled out of you, tweaked out of you, in a way that will be significant and very long-lasting. Now, once it's created, the best thing to do is to figure out a way where you can constantly see it and look at it, whether you put it on index cards or you upload it to your smartphone or you put it on your wall. I believe in visualization. I think that's a great thing that can be very powerful in terms of reinforcing what you're doing. So maybe you put it on a poster board or on a sheet of paper that goes above your computer or over your bed at night, but some way that will remind you continuously of the significance and the importance of this statement that you have created for yourself. So it's not just you writing it and then putting it away. No, you don't want to put it away. You want to make it as visible as possible. And see, over the course of time, whether you move in directions that are guided by this statement. Now, again, I'll use myself as an example. I knew years ago that travel was going to be a part of my life. I just didn't know how far it was going to go, and I didn't know where I was going to go as a result of it. So now, when I have these really big, hairy, audacious goals of really expanding so that by the time my life is over, I will have actually seen, worked in, engaged in activities, met people, and just done the kind of work that I want to do in at least half of the world, and that's 100 countries. So that's my goal, is to make sure that I reach 100 countries with the time that I have left, and doing things that are significant. So when I think about conferences that I've held in Mombasa, Kenya, when I think about workshops that I've done in El Salvador, when I think about the ongoing relationships that I have now in India and going back to India my fifth time next month, when I think about the excitement of stepping off a seminar at sea cruise ship that I was on last week and going to both Haiti and Jamaica one day after the other and talking to people and learning more about those countries, that is, I think, a direct result of a vision statement that was written 20 years ago. So where you are, and my advice to you is to write down the words, even as far-fetched as they may seem. Write them down anyway, because, again, it's a vision statement. It's not where you are, that's your mission statement, but it's a vision statement. So when I looked at these words, hope, interconnection, purpose, courage, and faith throughout the world, that was so big and so audacious, I just said, my goodness, I wonder if I'll ever even attempt to chip away at this vision statement. And clearly I'm still in the process of that, but happily so. But what's interesting now, 20 years later, because of this long process and long journey that I continue to be on, going new places, meeting new people, and absorbing new cultures are comfortable in a way that was not as comfortable 20 years ago. So your level of comfort in outreach and embracing new concepts and new people and new activities, that's the direct result of the kind of work that you can do when you create a vision statement. Now, you may find that it may take you quite some time to create the right kind of vision statement. It may take you 6 months. It may take you from now until the end of this year or into next year to really come up with the statement that really is based on you and your own life, because it has to be customized. You can't just pull something out of a book and say, oh, this works for me. No, it has to be based on your experiences, your background, your commitment, your conviction, your goals, your aspirations. All of that is taken into consideration when a vision statement packaged together. It shouldn't be complicated. It shouldn't be so audacious and just so intellectual that you just can't recognize it and can't be comfortable with it. So the comfort level, getting back to that word, will come as you begin to really absorb and embrace the vision statement that you create for yourself. I would encourage you to do it and to embrace it, see how it feels, step away, put it on the wall, wake up the next morning and see what it's like. See if it really measures your life, measures who you are. Are there some things that you should put to it? I don't think the vision statement should be very long. It could be, 100 words or less. Or that's a lot of words, but probably 50 or 60 words or less. And it shouldn't be long and complicated. There should be a level of simplicity to it so that you can revisit it on a regular basis to make sure that it still is working for you and working for your best interest. So I hope this has been helpful and useful for you. I would encourage you to do your own research. Look up the information about George Barna, because he has spoken an awful lot visioning and the importance of a vision statement. Figure out if there are some other resources that are important. Please feel free to send those resources to me so that I can share them with others as well. My website is always carolcopelandthomas.com. That's C-A-R-O-L-E. CopelandThomas.com, and that's the website, so you can always go there. My email address is carol at, and that's C-A-R-O-L-E, at mssconnect.com. This broadcast, this radio program, will be on the blog section of carolcopelandthomas.com. So I'd love for you to share this with others, and I always love hearing back, hearing your responses, your suggestions, your resources. All of that can be very helpful as we move and learn together. So I hope that you will get started right now, this week or this weekend, on a vision statement, or look at it to make sure that the one that you've created makes sense for where you are today. And hopefully you will have the opportunity, like I have 20 years later, looking at a vision statement that still is powerful and alive and as appropriate and in addressing the issues that you have and where you are going in life. Thanks so much. We will talk to you next week. Have a great week or weekend. And remember, empowerment begins when you believe in yourself. Take care.